It's true that some things change as we get older. But if you're a woman over 40 and you're dealing with insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, you don't have to accept it as just another part of aging. And with Midi Health, you can get help and stop pushing through it alone. The experts at Midi understand that all these symptoms can be connected to the hormonal changes that happen around menopause. And Midi can help you feel more like yourself again. Many healthcare providers aren't trained to treat or even recognize menopause symptoms. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts. They're dedicated to providing safe, effective, FDA-approved solutions for dozens of hormonal symptoms, not just hot flashes. Most importantly, they're covered by insurance. 91% of MIDI patients get relief from symptoms within just 2 months. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Start the new year with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market. Supercharge your routine with low prices on no antibiotics ever favorites like boneless, skinless chicken breasts and ground beef. Plus a rainbow of organic produce, including green beans, blueberries, cherry tomatoes, and more. No sale needed to save. Just look for the yellow low price signs or the 365 by Whole Foods Market logo. Shop Whole Foods Market in store and online.
Hey, Prime members, are you tired of ads interfering with your favorite podcasts? Good news. With Amazon Music, you have access to the largest catalog of ad-free top podcasts included with your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/adfreepodcasts. That's amazon.com/adfreepodcasts to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the History of Byzantium, episode 313, A Roman Comic Book, with Marco Capelli. Today I'm going to tell you about a Roman history comic book which made me cry. It was a big surprise to me. I rarely get to enjoy books or graphic novels about Roman history. My brain is so full of Byzantium that I'm not really able to take in more history in my spare time. But this was so good and brought to life such a profound moment of change that I found myself in tears at the end of it. Unexpectedly. So, needless to say, this comic book, Ammianus, The Twilight of an Era, gets a very strong recommendation from me. Go to newbez.live, that's NUBES.live, to pick it up in physical or digital form, in English, Italian, or Latin. So, what is this? Why am I talking about a comic book on the podcast? It comes from Marco Capelli, a fellow history podcaster whose podcast Story d'Italia is a history of Italy in Italian. So if you happen to be listening to this and actually speak Italian, you have a whole treasure trove of history content waiting for you. As he'll explain in our interview, Marco wanted to convey the amazing change which took place in Italy in the 6th century. Now, you will remember that century pretty well, because it began with the Goths in charge of Italy under King Theodoric, who in many ways preserved the culture of the late Roman Empire. His death was followed by Justinian's invasions and the disastrous decades-long war which followed, including the bubonic plague breaking out, the Franks invading for no particular reason, and finally the Lombards descending into Italy shortly after Justinian's death. An incredibly bleak time for those who had to live through it, and a profound change, essentially from one world to another. Marco summed this all up on his podcast, as you can imagine, but felt that words couldn't quite do justice to the change which people lived through. And so, Ammianus, The Twilight of an Era, was born. It's not quite the graphic novel you might expect. It doesn't focus on the wars or Belisarius, on the walls of Rome, as, you know, most comic books might. It focuses instead on one family and one villa as it goes through all these incredible changes. I will let Marco tell you the rest of the story. Marco Capelli, welcome back to the History of Byzantium.
It's such a pleasure. As you know, I'm a fan, so it's always an honor to be here.
Well, as I was talking in our introduction, the last time we spoke to you was 3 years ago, and technically I was a guest on your show, but I put it out on the History of Byzantium feed. But for people who may have forgotten, can you remind the listeners who you are and about your podcast?
Yeah, of course, not everyone can listen to my podcast because